Well, Zango have their fantastic competition going at the moment, Cam, where you can win $25,000 for a deposit for a first home buyer.
That's right.
And the winner will be announced at Skyfire this year, which is fantastic. And so in the lead up to that happening, we're exploring a bunch of different topics related to first home buyers.
Yeah, and so we thought we'd jump in on this idea of extra expenses, because we know there is the deposit, which is what Zango is putting their $25,000 towards if you're lucky enough to win.
Yep.
Then, of course, you've got the loan itself. Then you've got to worry about servicing the loan or all those sorts of things.
Yep.
But there is a long list of other things that you got to consider.
Oh, so many, and many of which some first home buyers may not know because they haven't experienced it before.
That's it.
So how would they know?
Yep.
And Ben Power is buyer's agent at Johnny Warren Properties, can tell us a bit more about this. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Renee. Good morning, Cam. How are you?
Yes, good. Thank you. Now, look, can you list some of these other unexpected expenses that we're talking about that first home buyers need to be aware of? Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, there's quite a few, actually. So, I mean, to name some, you've got your insurances, you've got building inspection reports, pest reports, solicitor fees, and then you've got things like connecting to your internet, potentially removalist fees, property valuations, strata fees if you're buying into a body corporate, and any potential renovations or immediate improvements you might need to do on the property once you get into the property, as well as any potential duty that may be payable under the home buyer concession scheme.
Yeah.
So it's worth first home buyers just to have a look at the AC Revenue Office website and check the criteria for that as well.
Okay, so that's quite the list. And there's other things as well. Mm. Like, I mean, do you have enough furniture for the place? I mean, you might already have a set of things, but then you've got an extra room maybe where you've got to put some stuff in. So, look, it just goes on. What's the best way to manage these other expenses?
Yeah, I think it's just about having a detailed plan from the start and budgeting. So then when you start to get up to the point where you need to outlay for these expenses, you're prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. Preparation is key, that's for sure. Now, Ben, what was the one big unexpected expense for you when you bought your first home?
Renee, you know what? I remember when I first moved in, I had the largest gas bill. So I remember the following year in May, I was still not turning the heater on. And then I was just living in a tracksuit. And then finally, it just became too much for me. And I was like, I've got to turn the heater on. And, but by that time, I'd adjusted and budgeted and it started to account for those extra expenses once you're living in that property.
Yeah, so heating and cooling, there's another one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that we hadn't even listed before. Yep. So all I can see and hear is hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Yes,
it's all starting to add up, isn't it?
Now,
what's the best piece of advice that you've heard given to a first home buyer?
Yeah, I think just do your research. And speak with people that you trust, and then be as prepared as possible for the journey. And obviously you may consider using a buyer's agent for professional help, you know, as we will guide you through the entire process from end to end and protect you from potentially having a buying mishap, for what would be your largest investment.
Yep, 100%. All right, Ben. Well, some great advice and tips and information there. Thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Renee. Have a great day. Cheers,
Ben. You too. Okay. See you later. Ben Power, buyer's agent at Johnny Warren Properties. And if you've got friends or mates who've just recently moved for the first time as well, like, chat to them, because no doubt they've been stung in different ways.
I think Ben's exactly right, though. Trusted advice from people that you can absolutely rely on, who have also had experience.
Yeah, for sure.